This is the Sakka Murli of the 25th of the 12th, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have met the Father once again after a long time. Therefore, you are very dear, long lost and now found children. Question, what is the way to make your stage constant? Answer, always remember every second that passes is the drama. That it also happened like that in the previous cycle. Praise and defamation, respect and disrespect will all now come in front of you. Therefore, in order to make your stage constant, don't think about the past. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. What is the name of the spiritual father? Shiv Baba. He is the father of all spirits. What is the name of all the spiritual children? Souls. Bodily beings are given names. All souls have the same name. You children also know that there are many spiritual gatherings, satsangs. This is the true company of the truth, where the true father teaches Raj Yoga and takes us to the golden age. There cannot be any other spiritual gathering or school like this one. Only you children understand this. The whole world cycle is in the intellects of you children. Only you children are spinners of the discus of self-realization. The Father sits here and explains to you how the world cycle turns. Whenever you explain to someone, take him in front of the picture of the cycle. Now you will go in this direction. The Father says to the living beings, consider yourselves to be souls. This is not anything new. You know that you listen to this every cycle and that you are now listening to it once again. You don't keep any bodily father, teacher or guru in your intellects. You know that bodiless Shiv Baba is your father, teacher and guru. You don't speak like this in any other spiritual gathering. There is only this one Madhavan. Those people show a Madhavan in Vrindavan. People on the path of devotion have created that. In fact, this is the practical Madhavan. It is in your intellects that you have been taking rebirth through the golden and silver ages and have now come to the confluence age in order to become the most elevated beings. The Father has come and reminded us. You now know who takes 84 births and how. People simply speak about this without understanding anything. The Father explains to you very well. There were Sato Pradhan souls in the Golden Age and they had Sato Pradhan bodies. At this time, it is not the Golden Age. This is the Iron Age. We were the only ones who existed in the Golden Age. Then, while gradually moving along and taking rebirth, we came into the Iron Age, and we definitely have to go around the cycle again. We now have to return to our home. You are the long lost and now found children. The long lost and now found children are those who were lost for a long time and who were then found again after a long time. You come and meet Baba after 5,000 years. Only you children know that that is the same Father who came and gave you the knowledge of the world cycle 5,000 years ago. He made you into spinners of the discus of self-realization. The Father has now come and met us again in order to give us our birthright. The Father makes you realize this here The realization of the soul and of 84 births is included in this. The Father sits here and explains all of this, just as he explained to you 5,000 years ago, in order to change you from ordinary humans into deities, from those who are poverty-stricken into those who are crowned. You understand that you have taken 84 rebirths. Those who have not taken 84 rebirths will not come here to study. Some will only understand a little. It is number wise. You have to live at home with your families. Not everyone will come and stay here. Only those who want to claim a very good status will come here to be refreshed. Those who are to claim a low status will not make a lot of effort. This knowledge is such that even if you only make a little effort, it does not go to waste. Souls will go there after experiencing punishment. If you make effort well, there is less punishment. Your sins cannot be absolved without you staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Repeatedly remind yourself of this. First of all, explain to anyone you meet, consider yourself to be a soul. A name is given to the body later. You are only able to call someone by using his or her bodily name. It is only at this confluence age that the unlimited Father calls you spiritual children. You say that the spiritual Father has come. The Father calls you spiritual children. First is the spirit and then the name of the child. You spiritual children understand the things that the spiritual Father explains to you. Your intellects understand that Shivbaba is present in this lucky chariot and is teaching us the same easy Raja Yoga. There cannot be any other human being in whom the Father comes and teaches Raja Yoga. The Father only comes at the most auspicious confluence age. No other human being can say this or explain in this way. Only you understand that these teachings are not given by this Father. This one didn't know that the Iron Age is to come to an end and that the Golden Age will then come. This one doesn't have any physical guru now. All other human beings say that so-and-so is their guru, that so-and-so merged into the element of light. Everyone has a physical guru. All the founders of religions are also bodily beings. Who established this religion? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Trimurti Shiv Baba, established it through Brahma. The name of this one's body is Brahma. Christians say that Christ established their religion. However, he was a bodily being. There is his image too. What picture would you show of the founder of this religion? You only show the image of Shiv Baba. Some make large images of Shiv Baba and others make small ones. However, he is just a point. He has a name and form, but he is subtle. You cannot see him with your physical eyes. Shiv Baba departed having given you children your fortune of the kingdom. And this is why you remember him. Shiv Baba says, Man Manabhav, remember me, the one Father. Don't defame anyone. You souls must not keep any bodily being in your intellects. This is something that has to be understood very clearly. Shiv Baba is teaching us. Continue to repeat this throughout the day. God Shiva speaks, first of all, you have to understand Alpha. If you haven't explained Alpha properly and start explaining Beta and Theta, etc. to others, nothing will sit in their intellects. Some say that what you are saying is right, whereas others say that they want time to understand these things. Some say that they will think about it. So many different types of people come. These are new things. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, sits here and teaches souls. The thought arises, what should we do so that people can understand these things? Only Shiva is the ocean of knowledge. How can a soul who doesn't have a body be called the ocean of knowledge? He definitely is the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, he must have spoken this knowledge at some time. And this is why he is called the ocean of knowledge. Otherwise, why would they call him that? When someone has studied the Vedas and scriptures a great deal, he is called a scholar of those. The Father is called the authority, the ocean of knowledge. He definitely came here and then departed. First of all, you should ask people whether it is now the Iron Age or the Golden Age. Is this the old world or the new world? Your aim and objective is in front of you. If Lakshmi and Narayan were here, it would be their kingdom. It wouldn't be an old world, and there would be no poverty. There are now just their images. They show models of them in temples. Otherwise, if they were here, their palaces and gardens would be so large. They wouldn't just live in temples. The house of the president is so large. Deities live in huge palaces. They have a lot of land. There is no question of fear there. There, flowers are constantly in bloom. There are no thorns there. That is a garden. There, they don't burn any wood, etc. Smoke created by burning wood is uncomfortable. There, we live in a very small area. Later, expansion takes place. There will be very good gardens filled with fragrance everywhere. There won't be any jungles there. Although you can't see it, you can now feel it. You see huge palaces, etc., in trance. But you cannot create them here. You have visions of them and then they disappear. You have had visions, have you not? There will be kings, princes and princesses. Heaven will be very beautiful, just as Mysore here is very beautiful. There will be very good air there. There will be many waterfalls. The soul thinks of making very good things because he remembers heaven. You children realize what will exist there and where you will live. You have this awareness at this time. Look at the images and see how fortunate you are. There will be nothing of sorrow there. We were in heaven and have now come down. We now have to go to heaven again. How can we go there? Will you hang on to a rope and go there? We souls are residents of the land of peace. The Father has reminded you that you are now becoming deities and are making others the same. So many have visions while sitting at home. Those who are in bondage have never seen Baba, but look how those souls dance. Souls experience happiness as they come closer to their home. You understand that Baba has come to give you knowledge and to decorate you. One day this will eventually be printed in the newspapers. Now, praise and defamation, respect and disrespect, all come in front of you. You know that the same thing happened in the previous cycle too. You mustn't worry about what happened a second ago. It was also printed in the papers in the same way in the previous cycle. You have to make effort. Whatever upheaval took place, it happened. At least your name has become known. You responded to them. Some study and others don't. They don't have the time. They remain busy in their other work. It is now in your intellects that this is a huge, unlimited drama. It continues to tick away as the cycle continues to turn. Whatever happens this second, it will repeat again after 5,000 years. You think about whatever happened a second after it happened. Any mistake that happens becomes fixed in the drama. The same mistake also happened in the previous cycle, and that has now become the past. You then tell yourself that you will not do that in the future, and that you will continue to make effort. You have been told that it is not good to make the same mistake over and over again. Such actions are not good. Your conscience would bite if you performed any wrong action. The Father tells you what you must not do because it would cause someone sorrow. You are forbidden to do that. The Father tells you that you mustn't do that. If you take something without asking, that is called stealing. Don't perform such actions. Don't speak bitter words. Look at what the world is like today. If someone becomes angry with his servant, he creates enmity. There, the lion and the lamb live together like milk and sugar. There is salt water and there is milk and sugar. In the Golden Age, all souls live together like milk and sugar, whereas in this world of Ravan, all human beings live together like salt water. Even fathers and sons are like salt water. Lust is the greatest enemy. People use the sword of lust and continue to cause one another sorrow. This whole world is like salt water, whereas the Golden Age world is like milk and sugar. What does the world know of these things? People say that heaven is thousands of years old. Therefore, nothing can enter their intellects. It only enters the intellect of those who were deities. You know that those deities existed in the Golden Age. Those who took 84 births will come again to study and will become flowers from thorns. This is the only university of the Father, and its branches continue to emerge. When God comes, you become his helpers, with whom God himself establishes a kingdom. You understand that you are the helpers of God. Those people do physical service, whereas you do spiritual service. Baba is teaching us souls how to do spiritual service, because spirits, souls, have become tamopradhan. Baba is once again making you satopradhan. Baba says, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. This is the fire of yoga. The ancient yoga of Bharat is remembered. There are many types of artificial yoga. This is why Baba says that it is all right to call this the pilgrimage of remembrance. By remembering Shiva Baba, you will go to the land of Shiva. That is the land of Shiva. The other is the land of Vishnu. And this is the land of Ravan. After the land of Vishnu, it becomes the land of Rama. After the Sun dynasty, there is the Moon dynasty. That is a common thing. For half a cycle, there are the Golden and Silver Ages. Then, for the other half, there are the Copper and Iron Ages. You are now at the confluence age, and only you children know this. Those who imbibe this very well will also explain to others. We are at the auspicious confluence age. If they were to keep this in their intellects, the whole drama would also enter their intellects. However, they continue to remember their iron-aged bodily relations. The Father says, you have to remember the One Father, the bestower of salvation for all, the one who teaches Raja Yoga is only the One. And this is why Baba has explained that it is only with the birth of Shiva Baba that the whole world changed. Only you Brahmins know that you are at the most auspicious confluence age. Only those who are Brahmins have the knowledge of the Creator and creation in their intellects. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost, now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana, 1. Don't perform any actions that would cause others sorrow. Don't speak bitter words. Remain very much like milk and sugar. 2. Do not defame any bodily being. Keep it in your intellect that Shiva Baba is teaching you. Praise that one alone. Become spiritual helpers. Blessing. May you transform your attitude by not having any impure thoughts and thereby become seated on the heart throne. Bhaktada's heart throne is so pure that only pure souls can be constantly seated on it. Those who have impurity or do anything against the codes of conduct in their minds go into the descending stage instead of being seated on this throne. So first of all, transform your attitude by making a vow to have pure thoughts. By transforming your attitude, the world of your future life will change. The instant fruit of making a vow of having pure and determined thoughts is to be seated on Bhaktada's heart throne for all time. Slogan: when you have all the powers with you, Obstacle-free success is guaranteed. Abhyak Signal, now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. The vehicle of your inner stage, the stage that is free from any bondage of karma, and the karmatit stage is the final stage. In this stage, you will be able to fly in a second. For this, become a victorious jewel who is beyond all limitations, stable in your unlimited form and unlimited service. Only then will you become an embodiment of the experience of the karmatit form. Om Shanti.